Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Proverbs chapter 16. Now, I want you to please turn to your neighbors and tell them, neighbor, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Please turn to your neighbor and say, the Lord is your strength. You will not fail. You will be made strong. Now, I want you to prophesy to yourself, I am made strong. In Jesus' name. The scripture says, by the words of your mouth, you shall be justified. By the words of your mouth, you shall be justified. So that which you have said, the Lord has heard it. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 16, I want us to read verse 28. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:28. The word of God says, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separated chief friends. A man who whispers can separate best friends, people who have been friends for ages. But this whisperer, I will come for him another day. I'm not here for the whisperer today. But I want you to, for some of you who say, can you hear me clearly? For some of you who say, oh, I used to be very close friends with this person. We are no longer close. I want you to see the person behind it. There's a whisperer. There was a new friend that joined your clique and started trying to be too smart or too nice. So, it's not the devil. I just showed you the enemy. Alright? Yeah. People don't just disconnect. Are you with me? I say people don't just disconnect. The ministry of a whisperer can take favor from your life. Are you with me? I say the ministry of a whisperer. You may believe so much in a person until somebody starts talking beside you. All of a sudden, you start... Okay. You start, the person is not saying, oh, she's bad, or he's a good person. Somewhere in your head is like, you just start thinking. So be careful. When somebody who has not been in your company for years suddenly comes in and they try to give you new information, all of a sudden, They know something about this other person that you have been the friend for 20 years, you are not aware. They may be right. But it's always good to cross-check. The key word is what?
Cross-check.
Say hashtag cross-check. People have lost vital relationships because of this. So don't be caught in the crossfire. Don't fight people's battles. Your own is enough for you. Are we together? I say your battle is enough for you. The Bible says God will not allow you to be tested beyond what you are able to bear. Which means if the trouble is happening now, God has seen it that you are able to bear it. Instead of you to be crying, God, why me? What you should be asking is, where is the door of escape? Because the scripture says, with every trial, he makes a way for an escape. So if you are going through a challenge, what you should be asking God is, what are you telling me that I'm missing out? What is the way of escape I should be exploring? So a lot of prayers are not answered because of misdirections. They are not really what God is expecting you to be saying to him. And for whatever it is worth, Some of you don't know who God is. God is, let me introduce you to who God is. A one-line introduction, because we can't introduce him completely. God has a universe to run. Does that make sense? God has a universe to run. So don't play petty with God. He doesn't have time. Don't come and report your friend to God. He doesn't have time. He has a universe to run. The blood that was shed is trying to see how they can make profit so that many more nations can be saved. All this, she offended me. Please, you should go and say to see Pastor Gwenga. Even Pastor Gwenga doesn't have time again. Please, are you with me? Some things are top in God's agenda. For instance, bloodline-related issues are important to God. Bloodline issues are important to God. Because even for the old world to be saved, God needed his son to die to start a new bloodline. So anything that involves missions, reaching out to new souls, Christians, discipleship, God is interested. Those are those emails are top high importance mail. You know, have you sent email? They'll say what's the level of importance? Low, medium, high. So if you are hungry now, those ones are medium or low, or your friend has offended you. Please, are you hearing me? Those ones are very small. They are not. You can fight. God doesn't have a problem with fighting. God has been fighting Satan for years. God doesn't have a problem with you fighting. You can fight. You have the energy. You don't know what you are doing. You want to fight. Yeah, it's okay. But things that involve blood, because blood is the commodity that the spirit realm recognizes. You can enter covenant by blood. Blood covenants are difficult to break. You can't just say I'm no more interested. When the basis for that transaction was blood. Interest does not nullify blood covenant. Lack of interest does not nullify blood covenant. That you say you are no more interested. When you become intimate with another person and you share what you share when you are intimate is not the fantasy, it is blood. So when you are here saying, God, I'm not married. God says, but you have 6 husbands. For some, 21. Because they have been counting since last 3 years. You are counting this year alone. God is counting last 3 years. 21. So the question is, even the one you are now with is not even your own husband. So who do we call you? Mrs. What now? Mrs. 21. Or is it Mrs. 20? Or Mrs. 15? Because you like number 7. But is it Mrs. 7? What do you like? So transactions are very important to God, because when God looks at you, God is like a woman. He doesn't just see what you have done. He sees what you have been doing before what you have done. Okay. You see that the women are not disputing what I said. It's the brothers that are lost now. Okay, what was that? What was that? What did he say now? Yeah, he said. Give me my scripture. This one is I just threw this one though. It's not the main message. I will come back for this whisperer. Because the best way to deal with whisperer is in the place of prayer. Yes. I will tell you my experience with a whisperer in the year 2000. That almost destroyed me. All right, give me the scripture. A froward man, what does he sow? What does he sow? Now, I don't want you to look at the word strife. I want you to look at the word sow. A froward man. Who is a froward man? Grammarian, please help me. Check your phone. A troublemaker. The Bible tells us that one thing the troublemaker is very good at is sowing. Now, how does he carry out his enterprise? How does he sow? By speaking. He tells you things. The moment he starts talking, it looks like a conversation, but what God is saying is that this man is sowing his seed. So words are seeds, right? Are we together so far? Words are seeds. And I want you to pay attention. Because, again, many of us have an emotional relationship with God's word. We don't have a legal relationship. And God is a very legalistic God. If there was any occupation that I think God would have chosen, it would be probably law. With a master's degree or a second degree in accounting. Because the Bible says you shall all give account. So there's something about lawyers and accountants that God likes. That's why I can't do anything about them. God doesn't do AI. God is a lawyer. God is also a farmer. Because the sower went out to sow. Let's read Genesis 1. Genesis 1, 29. Are we there? And God said, behold, this was after the Lord blessed them and said, I give you dominion. All right? Okay, maybe we should read. Is it verse 26? Let's read verse 26. Let's, so that you understand. Because I was sharing with the pastor this morning and I was saying to them that if you heard the prophecy, but you didn't hear the instruction for the prophecy, the instruction, the manual that came with the prophecy, you will still be stranded. If you heard, I will bless you, I will multiply you, but you did not hear Isaac stay in the land and sow here. If you heard, I will bless you, but you didn't hear, stay here. Don't go with others, stay here. Then you have disqualified yourself. Your prophecy doesn't matter anymore. So you must. Oh, we'll come back. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. That means, after our likeness means they are going to be like us. They are going to have our DNA. Alright? And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. So the key word here is dominion over the sea, over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Can you see the word over all the earth? So there is no area of industry, artificial intelligence, tech, agric, whatever, that God is not interested in. You can't be more righteous than God. If you are listening to me now and you are thinking AI is going away, you are making a mistake. If you are thinking it's the Antichrist, stay there. AI is not Antichrist. When Antichrist comes, we'll tell you. So don't fight against the tide. Embrace it. Say amen. If you think there will be a level you will get to where you will stop learning in this life, that you will stop learning, just brace up. Have you heard of musicians that were popular? Thank you. Have you heard of musicians that were popular for 20 years? All of a sudden they fizzled out. They are alive, but nobody's talking about them. There's one man from my state that likes dancing and playing guitar. He has been singing for more than 40 years now. They call him a king. But for KSC, if you don't know, don't ask me. I don't know. I'm not here to market any brand. I said KSC. If you have been alive long enough, you know KSC. Even though it's old now, but the vibes are still there. The songs are evergreen. The man has refused to retire. The moment you stop firing on all cylinders, the world will forget you. Yeah. Say, yeah, where we have gotten to now, we can rest. Whatever has made my father, Bishop Edipo, to still be organizing crusade on the street. Ministry is not AC. It's not conference or cheers. Look at that scripture. Genesis. The Bible says he gave them authority over all the earth. Over all the earth. Over all the earth. Listen, that area you are finding yourself, you can have dominion there. There's somebody in this country that sells Indomie and sugar and all those things. But you are too proud, but you work for him. You are praying to work for him. But even at your own level, you cannot open a small shop and sell sugar because it is beneath you. But God says you should have dominion over all the earth. So the problem is not what you are doing. The problem is that you have not found the key to dominion in that area you are in. That's the problem. It's not that you cannot be a teacher and succeed. It's that you came into the teaching industry with a lot of energy, then came in and saw the way other teachers were behaving, and then you followed the same trajectory. You allowed yourself become discipled by those who have failed in that enterprise. You go to certain places. Do you know that if you go to a government school and you see a teacher that is properly dressed, you are even surprised. It's strange. Even in a lot of private schools, you are almost like, is today a bad day? But it doesn't make sense. The Bible says, over all the earth, there was no area of industry that God left out. So instead of changing from tech to health, from health to... health to tech, from tech to farming, and all those things. Find out, say, Baba, what is the key to dominion in this area? So that's the summary of verse 26. Give me 27. My goal is 29. All right, go ahead quickly. All right. Are we there? So God created man in his image, in his own image. In the image of God, created he him. Male and female. So some people say a woman is not made in the image of God. See, you see now. I understand what you are quoting. You are quoting Paul. I will come under there and explain that one. But if it makes you happy, as a lady, you should know that when God thought of creating man, he didn't just think of Adam. He thought of male and female. If it makes you glad, anyway. Verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. So God spoke about five things. So when God, the first words God spoke to man was a transfer of blessing. The first word God spoke to his own creation was a blessing. When God said, have dominion, it wasn't a conversation. It was a transfer of blessing. You have to hear it in your spirit, not with your ears, that something has been transferred into your DNA that has been largely inactive. This knowledge is what makes you realize you are a world changer. That there is nothing you cannot learn. There is nothing you cannot master. There is no level and there is no restriction to your greatness. Because the one who made you said, I have dominion. He blessed them and said. When God wanted to bless them, he spoke. How does a froward man spread strife? He speaks. That means our words are legal documents in the realm of the spirit. And I'm not just speaking about the words you say to your friends. I'm talking about the quiet words you speak to yourself. Are you with me now? Some of us are very good with positive confessions and all, but in our quiet moment, we say something else. Some of us cannot even see us coming into a place where you no longer struggle for money. You are depending on a government to make you happy. You didn't put yourself on the campaign poster. The only man that is going to smile is the man who spent his money to go around all the 18 local governments campaigning. Are you still here now? Campaigning, and he was anointed governor, president. So please, The goal of your government is not to make you happy. So if you are waiting for a government that will change the world, smell the coffee, wake up now, start working. Because God promised dominion to a type of man, not to a man waiting for a president or governor to make the right policy. Give me my scripture. And God said to them, go to verse 29. How did God, from this scripture, how did God transfer the blessing? Through words. That is why when you study the scriptures, you must always aspire to gain the rhema. The rhema, the revealed word. That word that God speaks into your spirit. You don't say you read the Bible because you woke up 5 a.m., put a big Bible, big holy Bibeli. Then your wife woke up and saw you doing like this. And they know that 10 times like that, nobody wants to disturb you. But your Bible is so terrifying. Your Bible is so big. You are lost in this. That you are telling us you are lost in the spirit. Excuse me. When you are done with your drama, can you give us the rhema? It's not. People are playing games. People are playing games. I'm telling you, I laugh a lot. Like, when you find it, we know. When you find it, you will know. And Jesus found where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That was the day his ministry started. When he was born, did angels come? The angels came to announce his birth to the shepherds. Did wise men come to visit his parents and brought gifts? They also knew he was a special person. Huh? Do you think Jesus knew he was special? He most likely knew. Eh? But until he found. Until he found. If you are lazy, you will find nothing. If you are lazy, you will find nothing. Until he found where it was written. Madam, before that day, Jesus went to the water. Ye kabala baba baba baba. John pushed him into the water. Shh. Say, pick him up. Lay hands on him, baptize him again. Shh. Ah, this is the Christ. Hallelujah. This is the Christ. You will do well. The only voice Jesus took out of that place. You know, people fall under the anointing. They see heaven. They see this thing. Jesus did not see heaven. What he heard was going to the wilderness. How do you go for a revival? When others are saying, wow, pastor spoke that prophecy, everything. You could not share your own experience because what you heard was not, this is your season of liberation. This is a new season. Hallelujah. What you heard, even though you heard John say, behold the lamp of God, but what you really heard was going through the wilderness. Now that you have received the impartation, come and wait upon the Lord. 40 days. When he was going there, did he know it to be 40 days? He didn't know. The same way some of you try to pray. I just want to pray. Give me 2 hours. And then God waited till, 10 minutes to the end of your prayer. He now started the re-prayer meeting with you. Meanwhile, you told somebody, give me 2 hours. But that day we plan for you. So you now became a man who ate your words. Because God is always someone who likes to wait till the last minute. Oh, you've not experienced it. That just before that time, you will not feel the energy to pray. It's as if you now touch something. That 2 hours on the dot, you now touch one river. Thank God, you could have brought this river. I said, no, I enjoy your presence. You now start praying. You now pray for 15 minutes with so much energy, more than the entire 2 hours. Who knows what I'm saying? You experience like, you see, if you've not, those of you who are not saying it, you've not experienced it. I know, if you've not experienced it, you can't fake it. You can't fake it. Don't worry, we got you. Jesus was baptized. He was confirmed. He was released for ministry. And the next thing God told him is go to the wilderness. Do you notice that for 40 days, God didn't say a word to him? 40 days in the wilderness. There was nothing like Maribakia, for I am the Lord, your Father, your God, your eternal rock. Your... No Bible verse. Because some of you are angry now. Pastor, I've been praying for 7 days. God has not said, Pastor, we are waiting. My wife and I, we've been fasting. Oh God, Jesus. In fact, when he was done, God still did not see anything. It was angels that came. Say, go and visit him. Let's see whether he's humble enough. Jesus, the word of God, the creator of angels. When he finished fasting, God sent angels. Say, go and strengthen him. You, when you fast, if God doesn't come, you will not leave that place. God must give you a scripture. When Jesus fasted 40 days, me, if I fast for 40 days and God doesn't go, I will not let people hear word here. Do you know how many days we are talking? 40 days. That's a full month salary. Okay? With 2 hours of prayer, 3 hours, 3 hours. I don't want to change. I want to see God. Because already you are so lean. You are so lean. God should just have mercy and just come. Just come. So that this boy will not die here. 40 days. I'll do 40 days. Amen. I'll do 40 days. Do you notice almost everybody 40 days saw angels? Daniel, Elijah ate in the strength of ate an angel's food, travel for 40 days. Jesus, angels. So it seems like there's something about the angelic realm and 40. But leave it. That's not for today. I'm not talking about the 40 days with WhatsApp and Instagram. Say, Pastor, we have been fasting. Did you fast from WhatsApp? Go on WhatsApp and post. I'm unavailable for the next 1 month. That's the day you know you are not important. You think people love you? Think people love you? All that acceptance you are trying to gain by posting things. You think people give it? You think people give 2 cents? You know how many people block you in the morning and unblock you in the evening? Because your wallet is too much. You're always posting, broadcast, posting things. Stop blocking my WhatsApp message. They know that CCM, you're always posting. They know you. So they avoid you. You post on your status 25 things. Depressing things. No encouragement. No, this thing. It's your data. What do you concern me? I mean, like, I'm just telling you. When you are busy, you don't have time for those things. I'm telling you. But don't worry. Don't be doing it. The day God tells you to come for 7 days and he tells you, hand over your phone to your wife, you will feel the pain of that fasting more than the food you are not eating. At the end of the 7 days, you'll be asking, so is our president still the president? Because you are not aware what's going on. Maybe they've removed him, but whether he's still the president, say, what's happening? Say, okay, everything is still, is Nigeria still existing? After 40 days, because you don't know. Except your business and your work has anything to do with WhatsApp, I encourage you to engage carefully. Don't just waste your time. The owner of Facebook, and they don't spend their time there. Come on, tell your neighbor, be productive. You are not giving us information. You are not doing anything productive. You are just posting. There's nothing wrong with posting, but just think about it. My boss handed over the whole bank to me. And I realized for like 3 weeks, I wasn't checking my message. When there's work, you do it. The day my boss came, I said, boss, you are trying. You are doing a good job. I said, it's not easy. I said, wow. Do you know the funny thing? I was given the full powers of my boss. Authority to hire and fire. But do you know that every evening, every night, while still in the office, I'll be on the call with him. This is what has happened today. I will give him feedback, even though I don't have to. But I will still give him feedback because he's coming back. Any beans that we cooked that did not get done, he will have to come and recook it. And you warm it. take responsibility. You've not seen work. When you see work, you put your phone on. You even remember the brand of your phone. Verse 29. And God said, I have given you what? Every herb bearing seed. That's where I'm going. I have given you every herb bearing seed. Emphasis on the word seed. Which is upon the face of what? Which is upon the face of what? Please talk to me. Which is upon what? The face of the earth. I said that place you have found yourself, there is something you've not found. There is a seed there. There is something about that place. When you discover that thing, the word will hear your name. But you won't get it by crossing your leg and say, Andalaba Shatanaba. The Bible said there was a man who was digging a ground. And then he found great treasure. But what was he doing? He was digging. He was walking in hope. In hope. He didn't really know what would come out of that thing, but he continued. In hope. Oh God. In hope. He just knew that there is a reward and a blessing for people who work hard. And he kept at it. He kept at it. He kept at it. I feel like prophesying to you, Joy. I'll get to it. You just keep working. You are putting in the effort. You are putting in the work. You are doing the time. 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 The day you will find that prayer, it will not be your prayer. It will just be like a regular day. It will be like a regular day. Like the day I walked into the office when they were planning to lay people off. And my boss told me I was the one that would go. But that day she got up, spent her time 1 hour doing makeup. Oh, your enemy will make mistake. She got up that morning, went up to discuss with her boyfriend, was doing makeup, and my manager came to my desk. Where is so person? Say she's upstairs. Give me your ID. That's all. That's all. I was an entry-level officer, giving the profile of somebody 4 steps ahead of me. What's your ID? 7995. Yes, sir. 7995. Log out. I logged out. Log in again. Profile change. The moment they changed my profile, they yanked her off. She was fired. What are you talking about? Keep digging. You won't find the seed by playing around. Keep digging. Your commitment must never be doubted. Nobody must look at you and say your heart is not in this thing. If you know you are not committed, get out of the place. Don't stay. Don't clog the wheel. If you are not ready to learn, leave the class. If the kitchen is hot, leave it. That's what somebody said. But he also got in the kitchen and he got fried. Come on, are you here now? See, we are all young people and we are... Don't this is your strongest earning years. You are in your earning years, you are in your most productive areas. Stop fluffing, stop playing around, stop. Don't stop giving up. See, many of us give up the vibe that we are not really serious people. We just want one miracle to happen. I'm telling you, what I'm presenting to you is the level above miracles. The miracle is the level of the seed. The level of the seed is a level above miracles. Miracles don't happen every time. But you see, the seed principle makes your destiny predictable. The seed principle makes your destiny predictable. The seed principle, because God will honor it. God loves it. Whatever you give your time to, you have sowed the seed there. Give me that scripture. I have 5 more minutes. He said this head-bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and on every tree, in the which the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. When God wanted to create the world, what did he do? He spoke. Are we together? God spoke. After God spoke and blessed man, he now said, I've given to you every herb-bearing seed. What is God telling us? I will only do the work of creation once. This miracle I've brought to your life, I will do it only once. That's why Jesus didn't perform one miracle the same way, twice. I will do it once. He giveth seed to the sower, bread to the eater. But you see, the eater will become hungry again. The sower will never be hungry again. Because some of you did certain things. You wrote books. Some of you did certain, what do you do when you produce a song in the studio? What do you call it? You record a song or a single. You did something and you didn't realize that first one already had in it the seed for the next one. You wrote a book, you produced a song, you did something, people celebrated it, plus seed and harvest. You ate it. Plus seed and harvest. You did what? You said the Lord is good. If the Lord gives you a blessing, the same way you pay your tithe is the same way you must set apart part of it for seed. As a seed. If you suddenly get another idea to start a new project, where do you think the money? Do you think anybody will give money to fund your project? So what are you talking about? You went to change your hair. You went to buy an iPad. I was shocked when the owner of Apple said he doesn't allow his own children use iPads. Yes. And iPhones. Steve Jobs. So he doesn't allow them. But they are not his customers. You are. Because he knows what he has put there. It will distract. So except you, if you don't wake up in the morning with a clear goal on how to be productive, you will spend your time chatting and posting on WhatsApp. And you will be angry that people are not checking your status. If you are posting anything, let it have meaning. I'm not saying you can't take some time off to fluff and play. I'm just saying that should not be the... God created the world once. Then he put in the earth what we ensure that the earth continues to sustain itself. Do you think God is waking up and say, where is the sun? Hey, angel in charge of sun. What are you doing? It's 6 a.m. You've not gone to do your job. Everywhere is dark. You think God does that? God set a law in the heavens. He set a law. You will, once it's 6 a.m, you are out. No matter how much noise the sun makes, once it's 6 p.m, 7 p.m, say, hey, move, hey, sir, it's a shift. Everybody moves. There's order. But you see, order is not an accident. It's you are going to determine it. 8 to 9, I will write. If you're a writer, 8 to 9 a.m, I will write. After 9, I go and do other things. The moment you put that in place, it's done. So if you stay in my house, you may not know how I do what I do. You may not even know when I pray. Most likely. In fact, you cannot know. But you see, success is predictable. And it is in the seed principle. God said, give me that scripture. He said, given you every herb-bearing seed. Every herb-bearing seed. And it will produce meat for you. I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. Which means your productivity cannot be, oh, Pastor, I'm not doing well because I'm a teacher. No! You've not found the seed. There's something. Find it. Say, when you find it, say your expectation shall not be cut off. Find it. Keep digging, like that man who was digging the ground until he found the treasure and he went and sold everything. That's the way you will know. The day you find something to exchange for everything. The day you find something that you are willing to exchange, not that you are selling your property to Jack Bauer. I said the day you find something that is worth selling everything for, just for that thing. Then you have found it. Are you here? This is the law of creation. If Dangote finds this thing, it will work for him. Prayer cannot fix this one. Hey, hello. Prayer cannot fix this one. What prayer we do is to bring you to Genesis 1:29. But if you cannot study, you are stranded. Please, are you with me now? I said prayer will bring you to Genesis 1:29. But if you cannot study and find out what God expects you to do with this information, then you are stranded. Bottom line, there is no area of industry, field, that you cannot be blessed in. There is no. You have not found something. Some people sang until they asked them to sing at the World Cup. At Dubai Qatar. Some were invited to sing at the coronation of the king. Oh, they did it for free, Abby. If you go to the king and you charge them $1 million, don't you think they will think you are cheap? Most likely you do like 25 million or 50 pounds. Yeah, and you pay your tax and your tithe. Tax and tithe. They all start with a T. Keep digging until somebody is willing to ask you how much before they even ask you what do you do. Keep digging until people start noticing something particular about you. You have not started finding it though. Keep digging. You are wasting time. 70-year-old man. Keep digging. Come on, sir. Keep digging. There are people whose hands are so blessed. Whatever they cook, oh, Jesus, they make you break your fast. What business do you have with Kemi? Who is a tech person? Except for the area of, say, similar discipline, you need to be disciplined. And Kemi's kitchen does not require rent. Because it's a laptop. But you need to be in a space where you can be found. If you don't take the first step of faith, you are stranded. Hallelujah. A froward man sows strife. What should a righteous man sow? In the words of a righteous man, they are a tree of life. They are a tree of life. Whatever you sow, you find though. So keep talking. Oh, come on, say keep talking. Keep speaking. Keep prophesying. You prophesy to the point where something happens to you. All of a sudden, you know you cannot fail. You know you cannot fail. It has nothing to do with your location. If you go to Canada, you will thrive. If you go to the US, you come in the nude. From the airport, you take off your shoes. Wherever the soles of my feet shall... You come in ready. Don't come wear the tracksuit, wear everything. But you are so decked up, you can't even take off your shoes. Go and meet top players in the business world. They will tell you the spiritual things they do. Your feet, is for government. The feet is for government. See, wherever this feet touches, God say will give to you. But if your feet refuses to touch, because you are knowledgeable in spiritual things, you have gone beyond that level. You are in the image of Christ. These are spiritual things. God saw Moses, say, take off your shoes. Do you know where you are standing? Stand before your creator, take off your shoes. He saw Joshua, I said, take off your shoes. Take it off. Don't share. Take off your shoes. You don't know what you're doing. Take off your protective edge. That thing that you think will help you in case God disappoints. Take it off. Don't stand before me with your master's degree at the back. And in case God disappears, oh my Jack Banting. Take it off. When you stand like this. stand to be blessed. He said, stand to be blessed. He came in there as a leader of sheep. He left as a prophet. Oh my God. Don't let the devil swallow your tongue. Keep speaking until something happens to you. Something happens to you. Until you find that which was written concerning. The Bible says in Luke, he said, and Jesus found where it was written concerning him. And he declared, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He found because he had been searching. It was not because, I'm the Word of God incarnate. He found where it was written. He had been searching. The baptism of John was not strong enough to exclude him from searching. Those who seek shall find. Come on now. Those who seek shall find. You can be anointed and frustrated, though. You can be anointed and broke. You can be anointed to the high heavens and nobody will ask you what kind of anointing is this. Your anointing can even be the reason why people are asking God why. Why is his life like this? He's so anointed, but his life is not adding up. It's not correlating. You need to find your field and start digging. You cannot employ another man to dig for you. You cannot. You cannot. Whoever digs will find. Not the one who employs. Whosoever digs will find. Whosoever. Keep digging. We are going far. Where we are going. This is 3 years digging. No? You sang a song. People celebrated it. Sing and down. Sing and down. So, I'm waiting for inspiration. Madam, go and sing and down. Mrs. Inspiration, go and sing and down. You designed the dress. People liked it. Design another one. Say, I want to pray first. Hey, you better keep digging. This is not prayer. This is digging. You will dig till you find. You will dig till people can see that. If it is in prophecy, go to this man. This one. He knows prophecy. They will use something to identify you. Because whether you like it or not, the forward man will keep sowing strife. Whether you do anything or not, warfare will come. The forward man will sow strife. They will sow strife. They will sow strife. Ooh. I've been privileged by God to see some things. I've been privileged. And sometimes it makes me afraid. I realize that, Pastor Kenny, it is not enough for me to say, you are called as a prophet or as a preacher. It is enough that if I say one word to you, that's it. Whether it was when I met with this governor or this influential person, they don't have time to waste. I don't have time to waste. If you sit down and start cracking jokes, you are the one diminishing yourself. I have just 5 minutes. What do you want? 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 And what I found among all these so-called influential men, they know how to receive. They know how to receive. They don't look at age. They know you have it. They will come to you. They will go on their knees. Say, I'm battling head. A man told his younger brother, don't come to Harvest World again. He told the man, the young boy, don't come to that church. He said, all these one-man churches. Don't come here again. The boy kept coming. Then one day the boy got healed of a life-threatening disease. Then the uncle said, please, can I meet that your pastor? Then the boy said, my pastor is busy. I said, Ori Ekwe. I said, even though you're a wicked man. He said, so you have a pastor that can do something like this? Say, but you say I should not go there. He said, forget what I said. Can I meet your pastor? Say, my pastor is actually very busy. He's a banker. He's very busy. He said, when you are going, nice. Very busy. People know when to make the adjustment. So keep digging. As you are digging, you will get degree in that level. You will get master's. I'm not talking about master's degree. I'm talking about proficiency. You will get PhD. You will get postdoctoral. You will get professorship. You will get emeritus professorship. You will become known. Joseph will become known as the interpreter of dreams. Joseph will now be, initially was known as a man who was confused. He kept dreaming up and down, causing trouble. But as he continued digging, when he was in Potiphar's house, he was digging. When he was in the prison, he was digging. It took him years to become proficient. Some of you see people online, just want to get the anointing. Go and ask them where they are coming from. Do you know how many years Dangote Elumelu have been at it? Do you know how many years? Do you want them to tell you the story? Do you really have time to hear the story? Do you know how long it took Pastor Adeboye to get to his level of stature? You think it's by sharing big, big rhema, big, big revelation. You don't know what you are saying. A man of God is not known by preaching. We will come another day. Keep digging, keep digging, keep digging. You will have reasons to stop because the forward man will throw strife. They will cast aspersion, but you must refuse. Keep digging. For some reason, you are seeing something. And that thing is get as you are digging, it will become clear. It will become more clear and clearer and clearer and clearer. Give it 3 years. You will see the result. You will see the result. The problem is that you start, you leave. You start, you leave. You start, you leave. You start, you leave. You start again and you still leave. You will still leave here today. You will leave it. You go. Now pack everything to the box. Look at every time somebody gave you money. What area did they give you money for? Go and develop the area. Did you hear me?
Yes,
I said every time somebody gave you money as a reward or to support you, go and look at the area where they did that thing. Go and develop the area and stop praying. I told you God is very busy. Come on, did I help somebody this morning?
Yes,
I want you to thank God for what you have heard. Thank God for what you have heard. Thank God for what you have heard. Because light is coming. Light has come. 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 Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory in the name of Jesus.